You're listening to SBS News.
Loud music, flashing lights, and thousands of people. This is what patrons expect when they attend the famed electronic music festival, DEFCON 1. But while it's well known for being a hardcore festival, DEFCON 1's name has also become synonymous with drug taking. It was there in September last year where 23-year-old Joseph Pham and 21-year-old Diana Nguyen overdosed on the party drug MDMA and later died in hospital. Walking into the coroner's court for day two of the inquest into music festival drug deaths, Dr. Andrew Bashara was set to take the stand. He was one of just two doctors working at the sold-out festival in 2018, attended by 30,000 people. The inquest heard when Mr. Pham was brought to the festival's medical tent in an unresponsive state. Dr. Bashara was already treating two patients, one for an MDMA-induced psychosis and another for asthma. He suggested an ambulance be called straight away, but the patient was not taken to hospital until an hour later. Dr. Bashara said 10 to 15 minutes later, Miss Nguyen was brought in. Despite medical staff's best efforts, neither could be saved. Dr. Bashara told the inquest there should have been more medical staff that day. This is just one line of inquiry that is being explored at the inquest, with health figures showing that up to 90% of revelers at dance festivals will take drugs. The inquest is looking for answers on how to stop the death toll. It includes discussing the controversial topic of pill testing, which is currently illegal in every state, with only the ACT conducting trials. Drug educator Paul Dillon, who gave evidence at the inquest, says pill testing needs to be a part of a bigger picture approach.
Oh, look, I think the most important thing about pill testing is that we can't do it in isolation. It has to be part of an overall package that involves education and, most importantly, really looking at the messaging that we give in pill testing. That's incredibly important.
The parents of 22-year-old Joshua Tam, the Queenslander who overdosed at the Lost Paradise Festival in December 2018, echoed Mr. Dillon's sentiments. Mr. Tam's mother, Julie, has called for changes to legislation and a cultural shift.
Just saying don't do it, we must all now agree, isn't working. This is a health management issue. People are dying. Should we say, oh well, they knew the risks? I'm 100% certain that if our son fully understood the risks, he wouldn't have taken the steps that day that he did, and we wouldn't be grieving his loss.
The inquest will also discuss the impact of policing at festivals, with some patrons consuming multiple drugs to avoid their discovery. Council assisting Dr. Peggy Dwyer noted police operations were reported to constantly be in the minds of young people.
The role of police is universally perceived to be about enforcing drug laws. Police are seen at festivals to be there in an effort to bust people rather than to help with any medical issues. And increased policing, I anticipate Your Honour will hear, is widely seen to drive ever more creative methods of concealing drugs.
The inquest will run for 2 weeks. It's a heart-wrenching exercise for the families, but one Julie Tam hopes will encourage change.
The reality is that we will continue to lose more of our youth if we don't change our approach to harm minimisation. We must not be afraid to have the difficult discussions as parents with our children, teachers with their students, and mates with each other. Our family looks forward to the promise of a better future, in the hope that many other families will never need to know what our new normal feels like.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.